New heading, The Case of the Janitors, or Turning Manual Workers into Knowledge Workers. The following is a true story of a whole person in a whole job. It illustrates what can happen in a job that, though honorable, is by nature more menial, unskilled, and low-paid, janitoring. The idea is that if you can get a whole person in a whole job that consists of emptying garbage cans, sweeping and mopping floors, and washing walls and fixtures, etc., you could have it in any job. A management development instructor was once training a group of first-level supervisors on how to enrich a job so that it intrinsically motivated employees. One of the foremen who supervised janitors gave considerable resistance to the theory. It seemed too idealistic and unrelated to most of the work that a janitor does, at least the janitors he supervised. All of the supervisors being trained agreed that there was a problem with the janitors. They agreed with the supervisor that most of their janitors were uneducated, transient, and that they were there because they couldn't get a better job. Essentially, their only desire was to clock in and clock out. Some were even alcoholics. Because the instructor knew the maintenance foreman was sincere in his belief that motivation and empowerment theory was of no use to him in working with janitors, he abandoned his prepared discussion and began to deal with the janitorial problem directly. He placed three words on the blackboard: plan, do, and evaluate. Three major elements of job enrichment. He then asked the maintenance foreman and the other foreman to list the maintenance duties and activities associated with these three words. Some aspects of the planning part of the job were establishing schedules for maintenance, selecting and purchasing waxes and polishes, and determining which janitor covered which areas of the plant. During the discussion, the maintenance foreman said that he was about to purchase several new floor polishing and scrubbing machines. All of these planning activities were carried out by the maintenance foreman. Listed under the doing section were the normal activities of janitors: sweeping, scrubbing, waxing, removing the rubbish and refuse. The evaluating part of the job included such activities as routine daily checks on the cleanliness of the plant by the maintenance foreman, evaluation of the effectiveness of different soaps, waxes, and polishes, reflecting on trial efforts, identifying ways of improving, and ensuring that the cleaning schedules were maintained. Additionally, the maintenance foreman also contacted vendors to determine the type of new machines that he could purchase. When the various activities had been listed, the instructor asked, "Which of these activities could be done by the janitors? For example, why do you, Mr. Foreman, determine which soaps to buy? Why not let your janitors decide? What about having the salesman give the demonstration of the new machine to the janitors and let them decide which of the machines is best? How about having the janitors identify parts of the job they would be interested in taking on?" In the actual situation, the wording was not quite so blunt, and the entire group of foremen got involved in the discussion about what additional areas of planning and evaluating could be given to the janitors. Over the next 5 months, the case of the janitors was discussed at least briefly in every session held by the instructor. Meanwhile, the maintenance supervisor was engaging more of the minds and hearts of the janitors by steadily giving them more responsibility for the planning, doing, and evaluating of their work. They tested out new machines and made the final recommendations for purchase. They experimented with different waxes to determine which stood up the best under normal usage. They began examining the cleaning schedule to determine how much attention should be given to each area. For example, one area that had been wet mopped daily was mopped only as needed after visual inspection. The janitors developed their own criteria for determining plant cleanliness and began to exert peer pressure on janitors who did not meet the norms. Little by little, these janitors took over all three tasks so that their best thinking was tapped: body, mind, heart, and spirit. The net effect, to the surprise of most, was that quality went up, Job turnover and discipline problems went way down. Social norms developed around initiative, cooperation, diligence, and quality, and job satisfaction increased significantly. In short, they had a turned-on group of janitors, all because the supervisors allowed or empowered the whole person to do the whole job. They had directed autonomy. The janitors no longer needed supervision or management because they supervised or managed themselves according to the criteria that they themselves helped develop. Perhaps more importantly, other foremen began thinking about how they could apply the same principles in their own areas, especially since they could begin to see for themselves the results of the maintenance foreman's work with the janitors.